Chaozhi Qian was the leader of a dramatic new revival of archaic script types that occurred in the 19th century. This movement focused on the stone monuments or steles found in temple courtyards at the time, as well as excavated examples of Shang and Zhou dynasty ritual bronze vessels and other inscribed objects that preserve evidence of the evolution of writing styles from China's earliest periods. Both the bronze inscriptions and the stone carvings that served as models for Zhao's writings were incised with a knife rather than a brush. Here, the sense of pushing a stylus through an obdurate material becomes the defining feature of Zhao's large-scale characters. One senses that the tip is never exposed, unlike the flicking movements or thin connective ligatures that show the trace of the brush tip in most cursive or standard script writing. The sculpted quality of the lines lends the characters a monumental quality. This couplet was meant to flank an altar table, or the central door of a reception hall. There was a great demand for such ornamental couplets, which always expressed an auspicious or inspiring sentiment. Patrons who wanted an imposing work of art to ornament their home were especially fond of such large, bold writing. The characters interact in a wonderfully dynamic way. For example, the bottom one on the right is the character for great, Da. The inverted U-shaped arms and the two long legs of the character are perfectly symmetrical. In the archaeological models for this script, the dot that begins the character was a simple vertical. But here, it has a subtle curve that responds to the final stroke of the character above it. Throughout the composition, the characters seem to interact and respond to one another.